Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go.
Resolving internal conflicts. Internal conflicts can arise in the workplace about commonplace issues when employees feel that their expectations are not being met. There may be many reasons for an employee feeling dissatisfied or unhappy, and if such issues are not resolved, they can create a bad atmosphere in the workplace. Communication is an important aspect of expressing and identifying needs, and of resolving them before they grow into larger problems. Clear communication regarding conflict in the workplace is a two-way process in which both parties express their concerns and pay attention to each other's points of view to ensure that they communicate efficiently. The key to effective communication in the resolution of conflicts in the workplace is to keep emotions out of the zone of communication as far as possible, and to focus on the practical aspects of the conflict in order to resolve it successfully. It's always important to consider the point of view of the other party, and to ensure that you communicate to the other person that you are able to appreciate their point of view on the situation. Keep in mind also that conflict can often be resolved in informal situations, such as conversation during a coffee break, and not necessarily during a meeting. In this podcast lesson, we will focus on three key areas of conflict resolution: empathizing with the other person's concerns, clarifying their position, and making practical suggestions to work out the problem. You will now listen to a dialogue between Jack and his manager, Anna, who are making small talk before a business meeting. During the course of the conversation, Jack asks Anna about the status of his application for a transfer to a different city. Speaking of transfers, I just heard that Anita is going to be working from Zurich. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Her family is moving there and she requested a transfer.
Well, I hope I'm not stepping on any toes here, but I don't think it's fair that her application for a transfer has been approved so quickly.
Sorry, I'm lost. Why does that bother you?
Well, I applied for a transfer to Manchester over 3 months ago, and I haven't heard back from the management yet.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'm sorry, I didn't make the connection earlier.
That's no problem. Would you happen to know if they're likely to approve it soon?
Well, I can't say that I know anything at this point, but I'll certainly put in a word for you.
Thanks, Anna. I'd appreciate that.
No problem at all. Why Manchester, if you don't mind my asking?
It's just that the family home is there, and I have to travel back and forth all the time. Plus, I think I've had my fill of London for now.
I know what you mean. I love this city, but I think I'd go crazy if I didn't take a few trips away every now and then.
I'm glad you understand.
What are your options if the transfer doesn't come through in the near future?
Well, I'm afraid I'd have to hand in my notice and start afresh in Manchester with another company.
Let's see if we can work out a viable solution for you. I'm sure the company will do everything in its power to make sure that we can take this forward.
Thanks, Anna. I appreciate your interest.
Absolutely. I'll forward an additional request from my side to ensure that we can try to work this out. I'll update you on the status of the application by next week.
That would be great. Thanks again. In this dialogue, Jack and Anna discuss Jack's problem. During the conversation, Anna actively listens to Jack and shows him that she does understand the problem and how Jack feels about it. Anna empathizes with Jack. The process of resolving conflict includes three key steps: understanding and clarifying the other person's point of view, proposing a solution, and creating an opportunity to follow up on what has been discussed in the conversation. Jack introduces his problem by saying, "Speaking of transfers, I just heard that Anita is going to be working from Zurich. Is that true?" To ensure that he does not introduce his issue outside the context of what he and Anna are talking about, it is likely that he has steered the conversation to this point, or that he has waited for a good moment to talk about what's really troubling him. Let's listen to how he outlines his problem. "Well, I hope I'm not stepping on any toes here, but I don't think it's fair that her application for a transfer has been approved so quickly." By using the phrase, "I hope I'm not stepping on any toes here," Jack indicates to Anna that he does not want to hurt anyone's feelings or cause any trouble. He highlights the fact that he is unhappy about the situation by using the phrase, "I don't think it's entirely fair." Anna responds by apologizing for not being aware of Jack's problem. She says,
"Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'm sorry, I didn't make the connection earlier."
Jack then asks Anna for help with resolving his problem by saying, "Would you happen to know if they're likely to approve it soon?" Note that phrasing a request as a question is polite and more effective than presenting it as a demand. It may have been less effective if Jack had said, "I want to know if they're likely to approve it soon." Let's listen again to how Anna responds to Jack's question. She says,
"Well, I can't say that I know anything at this point, but I'll certainly put in a word for you."
By saying, "I'll put in a word for you," Anna is reassuring Jack that she is interested in his problem and will try to help him resolve it. She then asks Jack some informal questions about his position so that she can clarify his viewpoint further, and also let him know that she is keen on helping him to resolve his problem. Let's listen to how she does this.
"No problem at all. Why Manchester, if you don't mind my asking?"
"It's just that the family home is there, and I have to travel back and forth all the time. Plus, I think I've had my fill of London for now."
"I know what you mean. I love this city, but I think I'd go crazy if I didn't take a few trips away every now and then."
Anna also does something else here that's very important in such a situation. She lets Jack know that she empathizes with his concerns by saying, "I know what you mean." By letting the other person know that you understand and appreciate their point of view, you can create a shared or common context from which it is easier to work out a solution to a conflict. For his part, Jack lets Anna know that he appreciates her effort by saying, "I'm glad you understand." Anna then further clarifies Jack's position by asking him what he thinks he can do to resolve his problem. She says,
"What are your options if the transfer doesn't come through in the near future?"
When Jack responds by saying that he would have no option but to hand in his notice if his problem is not resolved, Anna is again quick to reassure him that the company will do what it can to address his concerns. She says,
"Let's see if we can work out a viable solution for you. I'm sure the company will do everything in its power to make sure that we can take this forward."
Anna uses the phrase, "we can take this forward," to indicate to Jack that there is a solution to his problem. We also see that she ends the discussion by creating an opportunity to follow up on how she will help Jack to resolve his concerns. She says,
"Absolutely. I'll forward an additional request from my side to ensure that we can try to work this out. I'll update you on the status of the application by next week."
Note that it is best to make a practical suggestion or propose a concrete solution to someone's problem instead of just reassuring them that you will try to help. Making a concrete suggestion lets the other person know that you are thinking seriously about resolving their crisis. In the following conversation, we will listen to Miles and Susanna having a discussion during a business meeting on a problem that Susanna is facing at work. Susanna is a trainer at the company and brings up the subject of how training sessions cannot be conducted smoothly in a temporary space.
Well, if there's nothing else, shall we wrap things up for today?
Actually, there's just one thing I'd like to mention.
Sure. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Miles. As you all know, the training rooms have temporarily been moved above the cafeteria while the training wing is being renovated. We're having a bit of a problem with the cafeteria staff, who are refusing to turn down the volume of the music they play.
Well, I can certainly see how that would interfere with training sessions.
Absolutely. And I'd really like to know if something could be done about it.
Let me see if I understand this correctly. Does the cafeteria play music all day long?
Unfortunately, yes, it does.
Did they give you a reason they couldn't turn it down?
They say it's already on the lowest setting. Apparently, they had a high-end system installed since the space is so large.
Ah, I see. What do you propose to resolve the issue?
Well, the only way to work it out is to have them turn off the music while we're having training sessions.
What if we find you a different space until your offices are set up?
I'm not sure if that would be viable. It took almost a week to set everything up where we are now, And relocating at this point doesn't seem practical, since we have a number of sessions taking place every day.
I see. Well, I can certainly speak to the administrative department and find out if the music could be switched off outside peak hours. Would you be able to reschedule some sessions to ensure that nothing is on during the regular lunch and coffee breaks?
Yes, that should be fine.
Great. I'll get back to you later today and let you know if it's possible. If not, we'll find another way to resolve the problem.
Thanks, Miles. I appreciate your help.
In this conversation, we see how a conflict is addressed in the context of a business meeting. Miles does his best to ensure that he listens to what Susanna has to say and gives practical suggestions on how her problem can be resolved. To begin with, we see that Susanna introduces her problem by saying,
"Actually, there's just one thing I'd like to mention."
Small, everyday concerns are usually not on the actual agenda during a business meeting, and at the end of the meeting is usually a good time to bring them up. Personal or sensitive issues can be discussed with managers in private, but an external issue, such as the one addressed here, can be brought up during or after a meeting. From Miles' reaction to Susanna's description of her problem, we can see that he lets her know that he empathizes with her concerns. He says,
"Well, I can certainly see how that would interfere with training sessions."
By saying that he can see things from her point of view, Miles creates a common ground by recognizing and validating her concerns. He could also have said, "I can see why things are difficult for you," or, "I'm glad you brought this up." Susanna then asks for Miles' help in resolving the conflict by saying,
"And I'd really like to know if something could be done about it."
Miles responds by asking her some questions that help him to clarify her position. Let's listen again to how he does this.
"Let me see if I understand this correctly. Does the cafeteria play music all day long?"
"Unfortunately, yes, it does."
"Did they give you a reason they couldn't turn it down?"
"They say it's already on the lowest setting. Apparently, they had a high-end system installed since the space is so large."
By using phrases such as, "let me see if I understand," and "let me see if I have this right," you can let the other person know that you are interested in their problem and want to know more about it before you try to help them work it out. Next, we also see that Miles asks Susanna what she thinks would be the solution to her problem. He says,
"Ah, I see. What do you propose to resolve the issue?"
By asking the other person what they think the best solution is, you can find out what their stance is and what they think is the best way to resolve the conflict. This also lets them know that you respect their opinion and want to hear what they have to say. Miles then makes a practical suggestion to resolve the problem by asking,
"What if we find you a different space until your offices are set up?"
When Susanna says that this would not be practical, he proposes another suggestion. He says,
"I see. Well, I can certainly speak to the administrative department and find out if the music could be switched off outside peak hours. Would you be able to reschedule some sessions to ensure that nothing is on during the regular lunch and coffee breaks?"
By using the phrase, "Would you be able to?" Miles is indicating that he wants to check with Susanna if his suggestion is viable. We can see that not only does he make a concrete suggestion, but that he also ensures that he lets Susanna know that he will follow up on it. Let's listen to how he does this. Miles says, "I'll get back to you later today." By giving the other person a time frame within which you will follow up on the problem, you can let them know that you are taking concrete steps to ensure that their problem is resolved. In this lesson, we saw that resolving a conflict at work consists of three key steps. Firstly, it's important to understand the other person's position by asking questions and finding out details about the problem. Secondly, by empathizing with the other person, you can let them know that you share their concerns and are keen on helping them to find a workable solution. Finally, by making practical suggestions and letting the other person know that you are going to follow up on them,
you can create a positive environment and ease the other person's mind by assuring them that you are working out a solution for them.
That's all for this Business English Podcast lesson. We hope you enjoyed listening. Business English Podcast is part of Workplace English Training e-magazine. To access the podcast transcript for this and other Business English Podcast lessons, you'll need to subscribe to Workplace English Training e-magazine at www.workplace-english-training.com. Workplace English Training e-Magazine is a monthly interactive online magazine focusing on all aspects of business English training. It is suitable for pre-intermediate to advanced level learners. Each issue of the e-Magazine is packed with interactive lessons to help you improve your business writing, speaking, listening, and vocabulary. Learning is challenging yet fun. Here's that subscription address once again, www.workplace-english-training.com.